Good morning. I think I can already testify to the Lord's faithfulness already this morning. It's a beautiful thing. Just wondering if maybe one more time if we can come before Him in prayer here, if we can bow our heads. Oh, Father in heaven, Father, I just thank You for this opportunity, Father, but I just pray, Lord, that You would be with me and be with these people today. We ask for Your presence among us here, Lord. I pray, Lord, that You would still my quaking knees and my fearful heart, Lord. Father, I feel Your presence with us. Father, I want to pray especially for, pray for the individuals that even tore up the churchyard, Lord. We know that there is a spirit there that is not fulfilled, that is seeking fulfillment. It is not restful. It is not peaceful, Lord. Father, we just pray for those individuals, Lord. We pray that somehow that they would see some small light of the peace and the joy and the love that can be found in You. Father, we just thank You for Your presence here among us. We pray for Your continued presence. We just ask these things, but as I will, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. As I think here this morning, I thought a little bit about the hymn, one hymn we sang there, hymn 899. It said, "Though your talents may be meager, offer up the things you can, and whatever you for Jesus will be useful in His hand." I feel a little bit like that this morning here. So I covet your prayers. I don't have a whole lot here. I do have a verse that's been kind of heavy on my heart for some past months. I'd just like to share a little bit. Maybe it's more of a personal revelation. I'm not sure. I was gonna call it the fruits of righteousness, but I think I'm gonna call it the test of righteousness. And it's based on Isaiah 32:17. I'd just like to read that. Actually, I'm gonna start with verse 16. It says, "Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever." I'm going to capitalize on verse 17 here a little bit. "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever." If the work or the fruit of righteousness is peace, and the effects of righteousness actually describe peace, which is quietness and assurance forever. So a peace is a quietness and assurance forever. And I'd like to back this up with a few other scripture verses here. In Matthew 5, we have, "Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Matthew 5:10 says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And so I'd kind of like to maybe dissect this verse just a little bit and then maybe kind of look at it a little bit backwards as a little bit of a test and maybe some questions. Like I said, this is more for myself, some things I've been, that I have wrestled with in past months. So I'm going to start with the word righteousness, and I'll reveal myself here a little bit. It took me 3 different dictionary definitions to find the definition of righteousness that I liked. But I think it's the definition of righteousness that God means. So I'm going to share these with you a little bit. There was a Cambridge definition that said, "Behaving in a morally correct way or a considered morally correct." I don't like that "way or considered morally correct." There was another definition in the Oxford Dictionary that says, "The quality of being morally correct or justifiable." I didn't care for the word justifiable. We can justify anything we want to. But in the Webster Dictionary, it said, "Acting in accord with divine or moral law, free from guilt or sin." I believe that is the definition of righteousness that we're talking about today. I believe that is the definition of righteousness that Isaiah is talking about here. And I say Isaiah. I think God is speaking this through His prophet Isaiah. So I believe this is God's definition of righteousness. And so Concerning this verse here, I'm going to go on just a little bit further and we're going to describe the word assurance. Definition of assurance would be being certain in the mind, like the assurance of salvation, being convinced in our own mind. The word peace is a state of tranquility or quiet, freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions, confidence of mind or manner, easy freedom from self-doubt or uncertainty. Peace and assurance kind of go hand to hand. Makes me think a little bit of Jesus on the storm of Galilee where he had said, "Peace be still." There was an assurance there. There was a peace there. And I think if we can somehow get a glimpse of that, I think we can understand why John laid his head on Jesus' breast. I think there was a peace and a confidence and a love and an assurance there. It reminds me of a little child and his mother or his father, his parents, and seeking peace, seeking assurance, seeking comfort. And so in relation to this here, before we get into the testing part of this verse here, I'd like to get into a little bit of peace, a few scriptures that kind of define or back up peace and assurance. In Psalm 72:3, it says, "The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness." There's a connection between peace and righteousness. We can't have righteousness, I don't believe, without peace. Psalms 85:10 says, "Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other." Now that's saying a lot. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. I don't believe we can have righteousness without peace. Isaiah 62:1 says, "For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest or quietness until the righteousness thereof go forth as the brightness and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth." There will be no righteousness, or he will not have rest or have quietness until the righteousness shall go forth. Another connection there. Hebrews 12:11 says, "Now no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." James 3:18 says, "And the fruit of righteousness is sown of them that make peace." Reference to assurance, Acts 17:31 says, "Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised them from the dead." Another assurance. I think we know in our hearts when we have that assurance. And so, in reference to this verse again here a little bit, some small meditations here I have for it. Because I'm going to read the verse again. "And the work of righteousness, or the fruit of righteousness, shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." And so, you know, I want to use the pronoun I as much as I can, but somehow I tend to go to the the we's and the our and the us's, but I want to make this more personal with myself because this is more of I don't want to be pointing my finger at anyone else. It's more for me, I guess. I just wanted to share it, I guess. So, righteousness. We all want to be righteous. We all want to be considered righteous people. We want to be a righteous people. And I appreciate Brother Chris's message this morning as far as the peace and the joy and the compassion of reaching out to those that are lost. Somehow I believe, unless we have this righteousness that has the effects or is characterized by quietness and assurance and peace, I don't believe we can be a true testimony unless we have this. And so I really appreciate some of the thoughts he had there. And so I guess I want to just ask ourselves some questions here. I think sometimes, at least for myself, I think I have this. And then when I run and really evaluate my life, I found out that I'm not where I need to be. So just a couple questions. I guess I didn't go over quietness, but I consider quietness a little bit poor in spirit. And it just kind of goes right. It's kind of synonymous a little bit with peace and assurance. So the question is my heart at peace? Another question, does my heart have quietness? Is it settled? Does my heart have assurance forever? Are we convinced? Are we assured? Do I feel like I have to defend myself? If I do, is it just a way of trying to convince myself? Do we have to defend ourselves of ourselves? Are we trying to defend, or are we just trying to convince myself? If I am trying to convince, if I do, I do not have the peace and assurance, and I believe I have failed the test of righteousness. The martyrs went to the stake with peace and quietness and assurance. They didn't defend themselves. They didn't try to defend themselves. They defended the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I feel like, I believe that when I try to defend myself, I don't have that peace and that assurance. But it is required of me to defend the gospel of Christ. If I deny Him, He will deny me. And so, I just want to put this in a little bit of perspective. What's meant to me is, it's not just a small matter. It's a really big thing. Do I understand the difference between defending myself or defending our righteous, holy, omnipotent God? When am I trying to defend myself, and when am I trying to defend the person of Jesus Christ? This peace and assurance, quietness, is symbolic of righteousness, and it only comes when I can completely give up myself and let God dwell within me. Jesus Himself went to the cross with an assurance and a peace and a quietness. Yet we know He wrestled in the garden. It wasn't easy. He was in the flesh and He wrestled. Yet He bore the cross with a quietness and a peace and assurance. He didn't defend Himself. Not one time did He try to defend Himself. Who He was. But His testimony is tremendous. And I believe for myself that my testimony in righteousness, peace, tranquility, it's amazing how you can see through somebody sometimes, or how I can be seen through. Put on a front, but when there's not peace and tranquility, quietness, assurance, a confidence, when you don't have that assurance and confidence is when we try to defend ourselves. It's just a little meditation that has, as we as the world gets darker, and sometimes we stand out more and more all the time, we may get fingers pointed at us. Shouldn't bother us. Shouldn't bother us. The martyrs too, they were made fun of. They were put in cages in the middle of town, centers of town, villages. They were poked fun at. But yet they had nothing to be ashamed of. They had an assurance and a peace. I believe they were righteous people according to the scriptures. They were righteous. And so I just kind of wanted to, I don't have a whole lot more here. I just kind of wanted to share this verse. It's been, and there's lots of other verses that we could bring out reflecting peace and righteousness. Lots and lots of verses on righteousness and what it's made up of. But I just like to challenge myself at least with some of these questions. Because sometimes I think when I'm trying to defend myself, it's just a way of trying to convince myself. So I guess that's all that I have here this morning. And I just like to encourage Encourage one and all. I appreciate the encouragement I receive here. That we can have, that we can seek for righteousness and holiness each one of our lives. That's all I have here this morning.